This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 236 for Monday, January 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger on Monday, recovering from earlier losses as gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola up 4 to over $8 at the final bell. March up 8.20 at $636.50 per ton. Gains in crude oil contributed to the strength in world vegetable oil markets, with Malaysian palm oil trading near its highest levels in 6 weeks. However, European rapeseed futures were down on the day. The March canola contract tested its 20-day moving average, encouraging some additional speculative buying, as that was supportive from a chart standpoint, and the futures continued to show signs of stabilizing after hitting contract lows earlier this month. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn steady, and wheat mixed. A Ukrainian attack on a Russian fuel terminal sparked a rally in crude oil that spilled into the agricultural commodities. Soybeans up 11 cents in the March contract at $12.24 per bushel. The Brazilian soybean harvest is in its early stages at 6% complete, with planting of the country's second corn crop also underway. Adverse weather earlier in the growing season likely cut into soybean production prospects in Brazil, but recent rains have improved the outlook, and opinions on the size of Brazil's soybean crop are wide-ranging. Weekly U.S. inspections data showed just over a million tons of soybean exports during the past week. That's down slightly from the previous week, with year-to-date U.S. soybean exports of 26.75 million tons, down by 22% on the year. Corn held it near unchanged at the close, up a quarter cent at 4.45¾ in the March contract. An estimated 713,000 tons of U.S. corn was shipped during the past week, down by about 25% from the previous week. But total corn exports during the marketing year are up by 30% compared to last year's pace. Brazil's summer corn harvest is about 8% done, with an estimated 5% of the next corn crop in the ground. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the March contract at just above $7 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red wheat down a penny in March at $6.07 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in March at $5.96 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of about 314,000 tons were well above what moved the previous week, with China the top destination. However, year-to-date U.S. wheat shipments of 10.7 million tons are down by about 2 million from the same time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 22nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.